we're recording. Okay, great. So the California Fair Pay Act passed out of the committee today for Senate Labor and Industrial Relations, I saw. So what does this mean for women in California?
Well, the vote was 4-0, which is a very positive sign. But what this means for women is that this bill will ensure that women are paid equally for work that is comparable or substantially similar. Say, we call it equal pay, but it doesn't have to be exact to the hyphen, to the comma, to the dotted I, but comparable or substantially similar work to the work of their male counterparts and male colleagues. And it will also ensure that women don't face retaliation if they discuss or ask about pay at work. So if this is signed into law, it will be the strongest equal pay bill in the country.
Mm-hmm. And what makes it the strongest equal pay bill in the country?
Well, right now, most states prohibit or do not protect people, women, from being retaliated against should they find out what their male colleagues are being paid and should they object. So this bill will protect against retaliation, and it will also require that women are paid equally for the work that they do. So it's a bill that actually will promote fair pay and eliminate the wage gap between women and men in California, and it will do so that we are judged not by our gender and not discriminated against in employment and in pay because of our gender. And it will allow employees to challenge pay discrimination based on wages paid to other workers, whether it's at different work sites, whether it's paying different wages to men doing substantially similar work. For example, a female housekeeper who cleans rooms in a hotel could challenge the higher wages being paid to a male janitor who cleans the lobby and banquet rooms. Is the work substantially similar? I would submit when you see how hard some of these housekeepers work and lifting up those heavy mattresses and cleaning up hotel rooms is clearly as qualified for equal pay as the work that those janitors do, who almost always make more money. And it will require employers to show that the differences they pay in wages are due to factors other than gender. And most states don't have those criteria. They're going to have to show that any difference in wage is factored on something other than gender, that it's factored on a job-related and reasonable distinction being drawn in that pay. And it's going to basically take away discrimination in pay that is based on gender. And that will be a terrific win, finally, for women who have seen a wage gap for as many years as I think women have been working.
Mm-hmm. And you said that employers would have to show proper documentation for to justify a difference in pay that would be there. Now, in terms of implementation, are there some sort of safeguards that will be in place to make sure that, like, comparable work is measured fairly?
Yes, yes. A comparable work will be defined as work that is significantly similar. So what we've got here is that it will be, I'm trying to see the exact definition here of what we, when we talk of work of comparable character, that is a term that has existed in law where you have, for example, the same education, experience, training, work environment. So, for example, as I use the example of the housekeeper and the janitor, the work is comparable. You are cleaning, the hours of work required, the amount of energy, the amount of effort that it takes are comparable. They are based on the same focus of maintaining and cleaning, and there should be no distinction unless the distinction, for example, is that someone has 15 years of experience versus somebody is just starting out in the job. And those are distinctions that are still legitimate. If someone has more experience, if someone has more training, more expertise, they have greater seniority, those are all legitimate concerns. What we're trying to do is nail down when the difference in pay is based solely on gender. Mm-hmm. That is not going to be allowed.
Right. And I see that, you know, Latina women in California are suffering the most from wage discrimination.
Absolutely.
And what would, if it's signed into law, what would this mean for our Latina workforce?
Well, it's going to mean that Latinas, if they're going to be paid less, they're going to have to show that the reason to pay them, to pay these women less, has nothing to do with their gender. And, you know, again, I would submit that most likely that housekeeper working in a hotel is probably a minority group of color, most likely a Latina working, for example, in downtown L.A., is being paid at a minimum wage, whereas her male counterparts or men who are working as janitors, and again, janitors are primarily men, are paid more. There's going to have to be a correlation between that difference in pay, or they're going to have to pay the women more. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to pay them fairly and based upon what they're paying their male counterparts who are doing substantially similar work.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that the vote was 4-0, but someone had, I don't know what the term would be, recused themselves or
just declined to vote.
Okay, declined to vote.
Declined to vote. Our Republican colleague declined to vote. It's unfortunate. I think the case is clearly made that women's work is historically undervalued, and women continue to make less than men for doing similar work. In fact, let me give you an example. I think just it was a couple weeks ago, there was a study done in the nursing profession, a profession that is primarily female. And yet, irrespective of the fact that it's a woman's profession primarily, men in the profession were paid on average $5,190 more a year than the women.
I totally saw that, too.
That is extremely distressing, and that is part of the problem we're trying to address at this point in time. You know, it isn't just the right thing for California women. It's the right thing for our economy because this disparity, this unfair disparity in pay results in families seeing $33.6 billion a year less available to them because of this wage gap, less available that we could put into families' pocketbooks, onto their table for food, for clothing, for shelter, for products that flow into the state's economy, providing the opportunity to make more goods and services available to the public. I mean, the fact that we have seen this long-standing wage gap has adversely impacted not only women, but our communities and certainly our children as well. We have women in the workforce today. 60% of women are breadwinners in their families. 28% of women-headed households are single women-headed households. Or I should say 28% of all households are single women-headed households. And we see those women and their children more likely to be in poverty than in any other group. And that's just not acceptable in today's world.
Mm-hmm. And was the California Fair Pay Act, was the inspiration behind this? I remember seeing this a while ago, maybe that Patricia Arquette had said something about equal pay for women in California or equal pay for women in general in this day and age is super important.
Well, I would say that she was certainly a flashpoint for this. I had been working on this bill for quite some time, and many of us have been working on equal pay for generations. You know, back 40 years ago, women were making 56 or 57 cents for every dollar a man made. We started to fight for equal pay back then. It has risen for white women up to 84 cents for every dollar. African American women are still at 58 cents, and of course, as we were discussing, Latinas at 44 cents. We're still not paid equally and fairly for the work we do because of our gender. And that this bill is going to put an end to that. We've had Patricia Arquette beating the drum on this. We had the president beating the drum on this. We've got a candidate for president beating the drum on this. And the Women's Caucus in the state of California is beating the drum on this. It's time that we end this discrimination, and hopefully that's what's going to happen with this bill passing and then this other group of bills that we are advancing to try to end poverty, to try to create more access to childcare, to make our workplaces more family friendly. But the Fair Pay Act and job opportunity is one of those critical pillars that are going to get women out of poverty and create a fair and equitable workplace for all workers.
Mm-hmm. And this committee that it passed out of today, how important or what sort of milestone is this?
Well, it's critical to get this out of committee. I think it will go next to the Judiciary Committee. I chair that committee. I'm fairly optimistic that we'll get the bill out. We're working with the opposition. We've had a very good working relationship with the Chamber of Commerce. And as was pointed out by one of my colleagues today, this is an issue that the Chamber and the business community should be leading on. Mm-hmm. It is to everybody's benefit that people in the workforce are paid on the basis of their experience and their training, their education, their productivity, and not on the basis of their gender. That is a false criteria. It is an unfair and inequitable one, and we've got to change that.
Mm-hmm. And we're waiting back to hear from Mr. Stone, I don't remember his first name, didn't vote. But I'm just wondering, for our article's purposes, what would you consider your opposition?
Well, right now the opposition, again, has been reduced to one or two small issues where we're sort of discussing who would have the burden to show that there were no other options available to the employer. We think it should be the employer, since they're the ones that will know. And so the only sort of impediment right now is that the opposition wants the employee to figure out that there would be no other options available. I think it's sort of a silly position to take, but, you know, we've slogged through, and the process of negotiation has brought us 95% of the way, and we're hoping and optimistic we can get that other the rest of the way there in due course.
Absolutely. Senator Jackson, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care.